Biggie has seen Breakfast at Tiffany's. Full disclosure, I've not seen the film. I've heard
really?
About yes. I've now for many years I've heard it's incredible. It's a classic. What year?
1961.
Okay, so it's a 64-year-old movie. We have a clip.
If I could find a real life place that made me feel like Tiffany's, then I'd buy some furniture and give the cat a name.
Is that the great Audrey Hepburn?
It is.
And she stars in Breakfast at Tiffany's. I don't even know what the movie's about.
She does. Well, she plays Holly Golightly, who is a New York socialite who is trying to meet a wealthy man.
Okay.
She wants to live a wealthier lifestyle. Mm. When you first meet her, she is actually having breakfast at Tiffany's. She's eating some type of pastry, just staring into the window of Tiffany's because that's her go-to spot. Mm-hmm. Like she says later, when she's feeling down, she goes to Tiffany's.
Okay.
Now,
but not inside.
Not inside. She stays outside. There is a scene inside Tiffany's. In fact, Tiffany's granted them just an unbelievable amount of access to the store. A lot of people always thought, oh, well, they filmed outside because, no, Tiffany's was very involved and very for it. It's based on a Truman Capote novel. Novella.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes. In fact, he was not thrilled when Audrey Hepburn was cast.
Really? Which, she seems perfect.
No, he wanted, you ready for this? Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. Right. She probably would have done well,
yes,
too.
Yes, and she...
not as good an actor.
No?
That's not even close.
No.
Okay. Not even close.
All right. Then Audrey Hepburn, right?
She's not the same kind of actress.
That's Truman Capote.
And
let me tell you something. This is World Radio Day. No other radio station in the world has done an impression of Truman Capote today.
Not one single one.
That's it.
There's no doubt in my mind.
You're thinking that? That has not happened today. Earlier, we played a song from 1979 that no other radio station in the world has played, and now we're doing Truman Capote.
I don't think any other radio show is going to go this deep on Breakfast at Tiffany's today.
You're right. You're right.
Now
that's why we win.
Keep going.
Just keep go deeper,
further.
Go deeper.
Oh, I'm digging. This movie has some of the best factoids I've ever seen.
Really?
Absolutely. Audrey Hepburn knew she was not the first choice. So anytime Capote was on set, she was really nervous. Hmm. She actually was so stressed about this movie, she ended up losing a bunch of weight.
Really?
That's hard to believe.
Yes.
She was a thin lady
to begin with.
Yes, but she was so nervous about it because also at the time, she was paid $750,000 for the movie. That's the equivalent of $7.3 million today. She was, right then, the highest paid actress in Hollywood, and she always had trouble with that.
I think she'd only been in the movies, 4 or 5 years at that point?
Yes, because she was... Holly Golightly, the character, is supposed to be 19 years old in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually 31.
Wow.
Oh.
And she was highest paid, but didn't deal well with that because she probably felt like guilty, like she didn't earn it, you know?
Yeah, well, and she was just very stressed on set.
You relate?
Yeah. I know what she's talking. I know exactly how she feels.
How do you think I've lost all this weight?
I know. If Truman Capote was on the set, he'd be like, wow, you have really dropped a lot of weight. Chris Tim makes
you weren't my first choice.
Nobody's first choice. I know exactly what she's feeling.
Yeah.
I know what she's feeling right there.
Now,
so, yes.
Continue. I will tell you, Paul is who she meets. Paul moves into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, at the time, is kind of having an affair with a woman, an older woman, who's definitely married, and she leaves him a little money.
Mm-hmm.
He's like an out-of-work writer. He was published 5 years ago, but hasn't done much since. George Peppard?
Yes.
Is who plays Paul, who I know from The A-Team.
Yes, yeah, you do.
When I saw him, I was like, why do I know that person? That's a younger version of someone. And I was like, oh my gosh.
He's dashingly handsome.
He is.
I've never seen him in anything but The A-Team.
I mean, most people probably have.
That's right, yeah.
Now, Henry Mancini did the music for the film.
Well, Moon River is the one.
Moon River. This is Audrey Hepburn singing it.
Yes.
This is his absolute favorite version. He wrote it for her to sing.
Better than the version that is more well-known. Who sings the version that's so well-known?
Oh, Andy Williams.
Yeah,
that was the big hit.
God, that's a great version of that song. He likes this one better.
He wrote this for her to sing. She only sings it in one octave, though. She did not have range. She was not a singer.
I can relate. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot in common with Audrey Hepburn.
We're
nobody's first choice. We lost a lot of weight under stress.
For being overpaid.
For being overpaid.
Well, wait till you get married. Wait.
A lot of guilt.
Wait till we get to this factoid. This will make you, you both don't perform well in front of an audience.
Never.
Because when she was filming the opening scene in front of Tiffany's, it's just supposed to be her early in the morning eating a pastry and having coffee at Tiffany's. Well, word got out. So there were hundreds of onlookers watching this, and she had to keep redoing it because she was so nervous. And it wasn't till, you ready for this? A crew member nearly got electrocuted because it was a rainy day that she finally said, oh, I got to pull myself together so we can get this done.
Wow. Right.
Wow. Yeah. So he was running a camera, almost got electrocuted, and she was like, I got to do this and get this over with.
Because didn't she, she's dressed up in that iconic black dress, right, with the cigarette holder?
Yes. And by the way, the black dress is the same dress throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. She just uses different jewelry to make it look like a different outfit. It's a nod that Holly Golightly is, though she doesn't have a ton of money, she's very fashion forward.
My God.
I'm telling you, the factoids in this movie are...
Excuse me. That's something else we have in common. We wear the same shirts over and over again.
Day in, day out.
Day in and day out.
I had no idea. It's like I'm Audrey Hepburn reincarnated.
It's no one could have foreseen this. No one. Certainly not on World Radio Day.
No.
No.
This is incredible, Biggie.
And also...
Keep them coming, Biggie.
This is my favorite review you've ever done. This is incredible.
It's unreal.
Yes.
They there's just a cat in the movie named Cat. Mm-hmm. That's what she calls him. They auditioned over 300 different cats for the role.
Wow.
They ended up choosing 9.
Yeah.
Now, let's get to the Mickey Rooney character.
You said, I didn't know...
I was not prepared.
Yeah, you said. Now, does he play?
Yes.
I thought so. It would not be looked upon favorably today.
No.
He plays a
Japanese landlord named Mr. Yonoshini.
And it's played very racially.
Very stereotypical.
That's right. Yes.
Even for the time, probably outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. When he first came on screen and started talking, I yelled in my living room, Jesus Christ.
Do we have a clip?
No. I was so, and look, I say a lot of offensive things.
You do.
So I don't take offense to a lot of things.
Yes.
But even I was offended. I cannot believe that was done. Even then.
Yeah, it is talked about a lot.
Yes. He was one of the biggest stars in the world.
I knew Mickey Rooney. When you said you were uncomfortable, I knew what you were talking about. Yeah. Even though I haven't seen the movie.
Couldn't be. Mm. I right now couldn't do a more stereotypical, horrible accent than Mickey Rooney did in that. Now, in a 2006 short documentary about Breakfast at Tiffany's, the director, Blake Edwards, did say, when I look back... That was a terrible idea. If I could do one thing over, I would have definitely not cast him as a Japanese landlord.
Yeah, it does seem like a strange choice. Yeah.
He said, looking back, I wish I had never done it.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
Also, by the way, George Peppard was a method actor. Mm-hmm. And although he had worked with some of the other actors and actresses on the set, he was terribly hard to deal with during the filming.
Oh, really?
Everyone always in character. Hated him.
Oh, I hate hearing that.
Yeah,
always in character. Was he the bad guy in the movie? Or
he's actually the good guy, but they just hated working with him.
Really?
Now, last good factoid, and I saved the best because I know you, Chris Kelly, are going to love this one.
Yeah.
Buddy Ebsen's in the movie.
God darn Jed Clampett.
In fact, and this is a little bit of a spoiler for the movie, Holly Golightly is technically still married to a man in Texas.
I see.
Played by Buddy Ebsen. He's much older, and basically she married in, and because he comes to New York to find her.
Yeah.
And he says, you need to come on back home. You got 4 kids to raise that aren't her kids, they're his.
Right.
But after his wife died, they had gotten married. Buddy Ebsen, very short role in the movie, Dot Golightly. He says the success of that movie led directly to his best-known role as Jed Clampett.
Sure, just a couple years later.
That makes perfect sense. Wow. Yeah. That is your best review of the week and maybe of all time.
Well, here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
I just thought the movie was all right.
Oh, you didn't love it?
I see why it's a classic, and I think Audrey Hepburn is fantastic.
She's luminous.
Yeah.
But... overall, I'd still only give it 6 candy hearts.
Okay. Oh, Kristen, do you concur?
Yeah. It's not a fantastic movie. It's a fun movie.
It's a classic title.
It's worth seeing. It's
absolutely.
The title is like, oh. Mm-hmm.
And to see her in that role, you have to see her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm glad I watched it, and I'm glad I now can say I've seen it.
Yeah.
But to me, the factoids I liked a lot better than the movie.
You blew me away, man.
You and Audrey Hepburn.
Is our modern-day Audrey Hepburn.